بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنهما أن امرأة من جهينة أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا، فقالت: يا رسول الله، سبت حدا فأقمه علي. فدعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليها فقال: أحسن إليها، فإذا وضعت فأتني بها. ففعل، فأمر بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فشدت عليها ثيابها، ثم أمر بها فرجمت، ثم صلى عليها. رواه مسلم. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, from the incident which is mentioned, which we touched on yesterday already, but obviously because of time constraints, we were not able to complete it, is the encouragement that is given to those who are making khidmat in the service of somebody who is very, very ill. Encouragement that is given to that person, bil ihsani ilayhi wa sabri ala ma yashuqqu min amrihi, to exercise extreme patience. When a person is very, very sick and obviously experiencing a lot of pain, discomfort, then they tend to lash out, particularly at those who are making their khidmat. So at that time, as far as possible, try and be tolerant, exercise patience, and don't also become upset. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings an interesting incident to establish this. The incident of the woman from, or the sahabiya from the Juhayna tribe. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala narrates that anna imratan min Juhayna atatin nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a woman from the Juhayna tribe came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while she was pregnant from zina. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, I have done an act which requires the penal code to be exercised against me. فَأَقِمْهُ عَلَيْهَا. So I am asking you, exhorting you to establish this over me. We dealt quite a bit yesterday with the issue of what we call rajam, or stoning to death, being what we call the had, or the penal code of Islamic Shariat, when someone has to commit zina whilst being married. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her family people, and he exhorted them, أحسن إليها, exercise kindness towards her. Now if we contextualize this, Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an environment of absolute purity. Even the thought of somebody carrying out an act like zina was something that was untenable. Zina is something we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah protect us, that when the iman cannot tolerate such a filthy and a dirty act. So if someone has to commit this guna or sin, then during the act itself, iman leaves the body of that person. Allah protect us if a person's death has to occur in that condition. After the act, iman returns back into the body. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, in the environment of Sahaba ikram, for somebody to have done such a thing, obviously there would be the negativity, the social backlash that will occur as a result of that, being associated with somebody like that, being from their family, etc. So the point of the chapter, or the connection with the chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, is that the hadith mentioned advocates kindness on the one hand to those whose death is imminent. Babu istihbabi wasiyati ahlil marid. The one is the death of this woman is imminent. Secondly, she has done an act which has brought great disrepute upon all those who are associated with her. Yet despite that, family of the woman would naturally be embarrassed. But they were told to be kind to her. Not only just told, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically called the wali, the one who was looking after this woman, her family people. And he specifically, أحسن إليها, commanded them that be kind to her, especially since she was remorseful over her sin. So the point Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is making is that if this is the case, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordering somebody, be kind to this woman who committed zina, despite being married, became pregnant as a result of that zina. The command of rajam, stoning to death, has been passed against her. She was remorseful, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages her family to be kind to her. So a sick person is in greater need of sympathy and tolerance. With this issue of this woman being remorseful, we find in the riwayat of Sahih Muslim that Tabat Tawbatan Law Qusimat Ala Ahlil Madina Lawasi'athum. She has made such a tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that she was so repentant, so remorseful over the guna or sin that she committed. She had made such a tawbah that if this tawbah had to be distributed to all the people of Medina, it would have been sufficient for their maghfirat. For every one of them to become jannati, the tawbah of this woman, such remorse. Because as we mentioned yesterday, when it comes to any, people talk about, na'uzu billah, Islam having pagan rituals or pagan or unjust punishments, etc., stoning to death, etc. But what we tend to overlook is that from a legal point of view, in an Islamic state, to prove or to pass this penalty on anyone, it's almost impossible. The Sharia requires four people to have witnessed the act. Now, who commits zina in such a condition where four adult people, and that too, four people, males, and whose shahadat, whose giving testimony is credible, they are uprighteous, their lives are on deen and shariat, they qualify to be witnesses, and for such people to see the act actually taking place, almost impossible to prove that from a penal point of view, from a penal code point of view. Yeah, more often, the only time this was carried out is when the person themselves came and admitted. She couldn't bear the guna, the sin. Rather go through the difficulty of this world, the obviously tarnishing her reputation, facing the physical pain of being stoned to death. She preferred that. She could have concealed her wrong, but she preferred admitting it rather than facing the difficulty in the hereafter. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to what extent taabat tawbatan law qusimat ala ahli al-madinati lawasi'athum. Interestingly, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advocates kindness towards her and her rajam. In other words, the stoning to death penalty was delayed. Why was it delayed? Because she was pregnant. And this is the justice of Islam. The crime or the sin was committed by the mother. The unborn child should not be harmed, nor should the unborn child be affected because of the transgressions of the mother. The child itself hasn't committed any wrong. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her wali, look after her, let her give birth. And we find, according to other riwayat, the child has to be weaned off mother's milk. Thereafter, once the child no longer requires direct nurturing of its mother, doesn't require breast milk, and it is eating, etc., in other words, solid food, then only the act of rajam will be carried out. So all this was delayed, and in that entire period, we find, according to other riwayat, such a tawbah this woman made, that as quickly as possible, she weaned the child off the milk, and then she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at that time, فَأَمَرَ بِهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam issued the command, فَشُدَّتْ عَلَيْهَا ثِيَابُهَا. We find particular mention in this hadith that her clothes were tied very tightly around her. Why? Because obviously when the act of stoning has to take place, it is possible, especially in the case of a woman, that the clothes would move and her satar would become exposed. So even in that condition, somebody who committed zina, cognizance is taken of parda, of concealment. فَشُدَّدْ عَلِيهَا ثِيَابُهَا ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهَا فَرُجِمَتْ. Thereafter she was pelted to death. ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا. ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا. clearly in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, although there is some ikhtilaf, other ulama have discussed this in detail, this is not the time or place to discuss it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to this riwayat, performed her janazah salah. So we find that despite this being somebody whose reputation has been absolutely tarnished, she committed zina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet despite that, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed her janazah salah. This is what we call the akhlaq of Islam, that of concealment, that not of condemning, looking down upon people. Find in one case, one person's janazah was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes forward to perform the janazah of the person. And one sahabi stands up, innahu rajulun fasiq. Innahu rajulun fasiq. Ya Rasulullah, this man is a flagrant, open sinner. How are you going to lead his janazah, sir? How is it possible that someone of your caliber and status and piety should be giving this honor to this person that you are leading his janazah salah? So at this time, this is the akhlaq of Islam that is taught to us. Innahu rajulun fasiq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses the sahaba, if any one of you witnessed this person doing any good deed. So someone said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, once we were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala and we had to stay awake at night to guard in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This person spent an entire night with me guarding in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went forward and he led the janazah salah of this person. And then he addressed the sahaba and he addressed this person, mafhum of the riwayat. He said that some of your companions and associates say that you are min ahlin nar, that you are from the people of Jahannam. I, the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say that you are from the people of Jannah. That you are from the people of Jannah. In other words, this husne zan, rather than looking for negativity in people, look for positivity in people. Fortunately, today we are living, particularly currently, especially with the social media, and with this culture of acidity that has become rife amongst us, condemning people, looking for weaknesses, looking for shortcomings. Like the saying, the poet says, أَبْصَرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ بِعَيْبِهِ بَصِيرًا وَعَنْ عَيْبِ غَيْرِهِ ضَرِيرًا. The person with the best sight is the one who, when it comes to his own faults, he can see. When it comes to the faults of others, he is blind. This is what the akhlaq and culture of Islam teaches us. In this hadith, it was not necessary for the narrator Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to clearly mention this. ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا إِمْرَأَةٌ حُبْلَى مِنَ الزِّنَا, pregnant as a result of zina, fornication, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads the janazah salah of such a woman. And like we find in this incident also, innahu rajulun fasik, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, people are saying that you are a jahannami. I, the Nabi of Allah, say that I can see you in Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.